On Middays with Marcus Maben, presented by PapaJohns.com on 93.9 The Ville. And right now, enjoy three medium one-topping pizzas for $5.55 each when using the promo code MABEN5.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Midday with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station, people. We're getting, what's November 11th? It's not necessarily a countdown, but it is a countdown to restarting your life. Your credit score is going to be the gateway to a new life. Call 502-407-8383. Greg, Erica Morris, Greg and Erica Morris can help you restart your future immediately. They have a 75-day program that will restart your life. Call today. Even if you do not require or use their services, it is definitely worth their call. Again, the number is 502-407-8383. That's Restarting Futures. Greg and Erica Morris help restart your future immediately. Steve, we got through the first part of the show. I got to admit, man, I was a little worried. I was a little worried, people, because the moment our pre-game commercial came up, sorry about that. The moment my pre-game commercial, I said my pre-game commercial, that was Freudian.
Yeah.
The moment my pre-game commercial came up, it didn't mention Steve. Oh, no. When it doesn't mention Steve, people, you can guarantee you're going to hear about it. We got through that. We got a chance to replay it. We got a chance to pass the buck. We got a chance to We got a chance to point fingers at everybody else except for myself and Brian Hall. We were both absolutely mortified that the opening did not say Steve Rubbish. How can we make it up to you?
I mean, food's always a good option. I don't what? What? Why do you ask me a question like that on air and then give me that look? I don't know. What do you want me to say?
He sounds so easy. Like, yeah, you can give me some food. I'll be good.
What do you want me to say?
When you know you've wronged somebody, people, just a word of advice from now. Brian, you just have to say these in my ear.
Just one, because one hasn't been typed in yet. You're fine. Let me and Brian handle the technical part. You just talk. You just be an athlete.
Just go be a basketball player. People, the point being, if somebody ever asks you, how can they make it up to you for not giving you proper credit on a show that you helped start, food is not an efficient answer, is not an appropriate answer. Like, I don't know, shake somebody down for some money or something, Steve. Say somebody owes you because...
Yeah, I think that's you.
David, thanks for joining me on 93.9, my man. What's on your mind?
Exactly, the pregame show name is what I was looking for. You know, I heard the promo. I heard y'all talk about it. Heard Steve got left off, and I still haven't heard the name yet. I was interested to see if you guys came up with anything official yet.
We do not have the official. I mean, like,
we came up with songs. We did get songs.
We did have an intro song, outro song. But my man, I mean, listen, if you still got good suggestions, I mean, our ears are open.
I don't know. I kept thinking of cards, shuffling cards in the deck, on the deck with the cards, something with cards. I don't know, riverboat, something along that line.
I like where you're going. I appreciate the call. I mean, you know, you always run into the cliche. Like, how many more card cliches can you use? My book was going to be 5-card draw. But then I figured somebody had to use that already. You ever heard that before? The 5-card draw? Well, that's reference to gambling.
And for the name of it. Yeah, it's stupid. It's horrible.
My show is stupid while you're in here passing a Nerf football to yourself like you're getting ready to Like you're getting ready to go and play for the Lions or something.
The window's like, I could throw it at Brian Hall.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
I knew it would work. I got it.
We did have a caller that wanted you to talk about.
Wait
Brian
a minute!
Bowen.
Tell me you didn't let them jump on and do the fake question.
Marcus, it's Friday. We need content. Let him talk.
I know.
Sorry, Brian. Fire away.
What were you saying about Brian Bowen with the dorm? Was he forced to move out, or what did you? Was that true or not? Is what she was asking.
Oh no, was she?
I don't know the name.
Answer that phone. Yes, you. Yeah. See, you see what he did? Brian will protect the rights of the callers in a heartbeat.
That's why the callers love Brian.
Right. That's kind of what it is.
Callers do love Brian.
But no, the point was, people, for those of you who are just now joining at the 11 o'clock hour, as professionals, they say, hey, Marcus, you should reset some of the conversation you have in the second hour. Because contrary to popular belief, Steve, there are people who don't listen to the show for 2 hours straight. Can you believe that?
I don't know.
Can you believe it? So you don't really believe that? You think that's just a rumor?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that's a rumor.
Point being, I think it was Jeff who called in. He asked a couple questions, had a couple conspiracy theories, but the main point that he kind of led me into was the idea that the worst case scenario for the University of Louisville, like this is bad. Like watching, you know, Tom Jurich and the public, you know, scuffling and watching Rick Pitino and the public scuffling and the reshuffling of a story to drag his name through the mud and sticking the Cardinal bird on the television every chance you get. That all this stuff is bad. But I made the point earlier that sports fans nationally, people in general, they really don't mind a cheater like they like to condemn them for, you know, like the famous card sharks that are, you know, that have trick cards up their sleeves. Like those guys are like kind of cute in a charming cheater kind of way. You ain't cheating, you ain't trying. Ha ha ha. So the stripper scandal thing is a ha ha, you got caught cheating kind of thing. Like not many people were really just underneath mortified the fact that kids were having sex in the dorm room, you know? Like, nobody thought this was a real prostitution ring unless you're just sitting around looking at movies, you know? Like, everyone who read anything about the story knew that this was just some unchecked bad behavior, right? Your jokes about Coach Pitino's, you know, personal life, all that stuff. You know, this falls squarely under. When you hear about Brian Bowen's situation and $100,000 over, you know, installments and, you know, everybody knows the millions and billions of dollars people are getting led by shoe companies. I mean, you did a 30 for 30 and they gave you the blueprint for every involvement of shoe company. So it goes back to the you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. But the one thing that cannot happen on God's green earth is one of these big time major media outlets. And heaven forbid, it's somebody outside of ESPN, like a real Dateline, a real Fox News, like somebody huge gets a whiff of this story and sticks Brian Bowen, poor Brian Bowen, unsuspecting, just chasing his dream, living in a little apartment and working out in Louisville and trying to enroll in classes in the spring. And he has nobody to talk to from the university. He's a man without a country. Like that poor little Brian Bowen, if that story reaches the national media and they spin it, like not only, were they cheating and doing these things, now the school doesn't get to use him. So they're not even fighting for him. They're throwing him under the bus. You need to make sure you are in direct communication with Brian Bowen. And for the caller to answer the question, the scenario I painted was if Brian Bowen got on national television and talked about not being able to contact the school because Coach Pitino got fired. He's from Michigan. Coach Pitino is really the only number I have and my teammates. I'm not allowed to talk to my teammates because I'm under FBI investigation. I'm not allowed to listen. Tom Jurich was my athletic director. Those are the guys that showed up on my official visit. Both of them are gone immediately. I don't know the president. I never met the president. He wasn't involved in athletics, board of trustees, ULLA. None of these guys I know. So if Brian Bowen's here and doesn't know anybody as a poor little Michigan kid, you know what I'm saying, that's just stuck in in purgatory, in NCAA college sports purgatory, because the University of Louisville is not going to bat for him. Now you look like a morally bankrupt university. Not cheating. There's a difference between cheating for an edge, you know, gaining an edge and things like that in the national perception. Like I said, like, I'm just not cheater guy. You know, like I said, we talked about this. We had a subject before. When somebody drops, I'm playing cards with somebody, when they drop their cards on the ground, probably one of the biggest arguments I was in on the Diener show. I was so mad at them. When somebody drops their cards next to you, I look away and I say, grab, you know, pick up your card.
Right.
So I can whoop your butt fair and square. Right.
Right. Right.
And then, but they made a good point too. No, if you drop your cards and you look, hey, learn to hold your cards right.
Yeah.
You know, like, I understood both sides of it, but just me personally, I'm not, you ain't cheating, you ain't trying guy. I want to be able to beat you because I'm better than you.
Yeah.
Not the edge. But the point being, edge is NCAA violation. That's less looking for an edge. But if you get caught not fighting for the kids right and throwing them under the bus, you look like a money-hungry business institution.
Yeah.
And I almost hesitate to say institution. So the caller I was using, what if they made Brian Bowen move out of the dorms the day the FBI story broke?
I didn't think they did.
That's the point.
Yeah.
What if he talks about how nightmarish of us, you know, hey, you know, I was sitting there and then, Brian, you know, we need you to pack your stuff. Where am I supposed to go? You're suspended from school activities. You can't stay here. Hope you got a girlfriend that lives off campus or something, right? Like, what if he describes that nightmare of the day the FBI came, you know, to the school, and then 2 hours later they were knocking on his door telling him to pack his bags? When Coach Pitino told a story about not being able to use his key card, you know what that was? Aw, you didn't get to use your key card to get into your office with your security thumbprint. And then you went and got into your Lexus. And then you drove to your $2.7 million home because you were sad. Mm-hmm. You didn't get to talk to your kid. That's how we treated Coach Pitino. You know, he was appalled that I couldn't use my, you know, my $7,000, you know, MacBook Supreme Pro, you know, like, oh, did they confiscate your, that's how you treated it. Brian Bowen, I really didn't know where to go. You know, they kicked me out and my dad was out of town and my mom was out of town. So I just went down to the, you know, to the Days Inn.
Yeah.
You know, because I knew a guy who worked there who was a student. He gave me a hookup at the Days Inn until, you know, I could get, like, when, if somebody tells that story, Steve, Louisville's going to look like the worst program that ever participated in college sports.
No, I agree. I agree. And that's why I say, I mean, it is better for people to ask that question. I mean, it's better for the university to get,
hope
to get
Brian eligible. Hope they're in tight communication with the university. Let me go to this text.
And we have no reason to believe they're not.
Right.
So this isn't, you know.
Right. Again, yeah, we are talking just the nightmare. Mentioned UNC lying to Sacks.
Yeah, I got to read up a little bit on that a little bit more before I talk about it, because I know they have, UNC had a thing yesterday where now they're you know, their accreditation is kind of like, they're like, hey, the NCAA may let you off, but we ain't. So
is there any,
like, you got some problems.
Is there any percentage of you in your functional brain that thinks they're going to take the accreditation of the University of North Carolina?
Well, I don't really care. I think that's my problem. I honestly don't really care.
You
I
don't might, care, and therefore, I see the y'all listeners punished of Midday with Marcus Maybe. Okay.
I want to see y'all punished on the court and on the field.
Like people, and that,
I don't want the school to go away. That was my point.
That nobody wanted Louisville to go away. They just didn't want them banners up.
Yeah,
so. You didn't want that reminder that was the best team in the country. Like, that's 10 times worse than accreditation.
I know.
It's like Louisville would give up accreditation for 5 years to get that banner back.
Yeah. Say, we're going to take two programs away. Okay. Which one do y'all want?
What? You would sacrifice. Okay. Okay.
So I don't mean that. Gosh.
I know.
The kids
I know.
That go to school here, man, they work hard.
I know. I know. And Jonathan Israel is going to punch me, you know, because he's, you know, he is so serious about that. You know, we had a conversation. I mean, you do know that this is a University of Higher, you know, Education, Mark Marcus. I heard you on the air today.
Thought yes. You, yes, Jonathan. We know that.
Johnny, I am a graduate. When they asked me, listen, when the national media asked me the question, What is your proudest achievement? The proudest moment of my life was when I could go into the store and buy the license plate that said Louisville alumni and actually stick it on my car. And it actually, I'm just not
right
Louisville guy. You know, I'm really, you know, okay. So
I mean, my wife's graduating in a couple weeks from here from nursing school.
So now she can throw it all over the plates.
I have an alumni polo that I got from here. And like when I wear it, around, I wore it out. She was like, well, I mean, you never graduated. Like, what the crap?
Did she say that to you?
Yeah. I'm like,
We're going to have to talk
about who's got more pull in the city?
We're going to have to talk to her about that. It's like, listen, let that be an elephant in the room.
Benji says, how about the pregame post-up with Steve Rummage and Maven? He put my name first, too. Thank you.
Of course. Listen, okay, now this is what's not going to happen. We're not going to turn Steve into Rudy of radio. We're not going to sit in here and turn him into the most disrespected character in radio history. That's not going to happen. Like we're gonna poke a little fun at him.
To be fair, they chanted for Rudy. They chant for me.
We're gonna poke a little fun at this situation.
Rudy played defensive end. I played defensive end, but was an all-state tight end.
This is a basketball pregame show, Steve. You and I agreed together, when we do pregames with football one day.
Rudy was born in Indiana. I was born in Indiana.
We made an agreement, Steve, that our pregame shows would feature Steve Rummage and Marcus Maben.
Little Rudy is showing.
We're in basketball season. I don't think it's too much to ask that one of the top 20 all-time scorers, 11, maybe 10 now.
He was eight when we started the show, or seven when we started the show.
I think I bumped back up, though, uncomfortably.
We'll have to go back to the books. Hey.
Point
Marcus
being,
is like,
people,
bring it all down. Take everything. The whole
I want my
era.
Score records right back up.
You'll be number three.
No disrespect, Russ, but I want my spot back, Playboy. That can't happen. We'll have that debate later on. I don't think it's too much to ask to be the first name on the basketball pregame show at the University of Louisville. Goodness gracious,
no, it's
people.
Fair. No, that's fair.
Benji.
That's fair.
Don't coddle him.
That's fair.
6'4", he still plays in the church league and dominates.
I am good. I'm getting rolling now. I've been actually going out, man. I've been shooting on the gun a little bit, getting some.
I keep trying to be a professional and bring us back to like real sports.
I know, but I'm hitting my second one. Well, let's take a break and can we talk football? Can we just take a break? And
do
talk
we need
football?
To? Oh, yeah, we should. We will just take a break because I was gonna.
We didn't take a break last hour, so let's we got to take care of our sponsors.
I don't
want to
get fired. Midday with Marcus Maben, 8150, 93.9 is the number on 93.9 The Ville.
Keep it locked on Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville.
Welcome back. It's Midday with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station, people. It's a 502 Cafe Friday. I keep giving you the best place to go enjoy your wings. Go enjoy your fries. Go enjoy a nationally honored Big Bad Barbecue Brawl winning 502 Cafe. How often do you have the chance to eat at nationally recognized local restaurants? Like, what do you want me to do? Steve and I still have it posted when we did our celebration show at 502 Cafe.
Man, it was so fun.
Probably the biggest, the most viewed show that we've had in a long time on the Facebook Live. It's near, I think it's around 2,000 views, but I'm not sure. But point being, people, 1923 South 4th Street is the address for 502 Cafe. They are at, right now, they have the holiday special, and it's a season special, just so we're clear. I originally thought and might have told you it was a Thanksgiving and Christmas deal, but it's actually all holiday season. Bourbon brine smoked turkey, full turkey, $50, sides, $5, feeds an army, All you have to do, stop by, place your order directly to your liking. They will cater your holiday meals, the weekends in between. I mean, you know, you have the Black Fridays to get ready for, the Cyber Mondays to get ready for. They cater your tailgate parties. Any kind of food you want ordered, if you want the best food for your guests for the lowest price, you got to go to 502 Cafe and try them out. Again, I'll say it one more time. 1923 South 4th Street, 502 Cafe. They are waiting for you there, waiting for your call. Good food, good time. And the game watch parties. You'd straddle on in there for the football game. Stroll on in there for the football game. I mean, you grow up. You get in there, you're gonna find people. And I promised I would say this. So if you're listening, here you go. Yes, there are Kentucky fans welcome in there too. That is apparently a lot of Kentucky fans that enjoy the food, but there's some type of way fearful to attend during. Not fearful, but you know, it's just like, yeah, Marcus is Mr. Louisville guy, and he talks about this place a lot. So am I safe over here?
Well, and there's not many, but you can say this for the watch parties. It's a great Louisville atmosphere. Because look, as far as the watch party, not many Kentucky fans.
And it's on the Louisville campus.
Go down on Louisville's campus to watch their games.
So, let's not make it like
Kentucky
this.
Fans are welcome to come and eat, you know, times and stuff. But it's a Louisville fan. It's a pretty awesome Louisville atmosphere for their games.
We watched that Syracuse Lamar Jackson game from 502 Cafe. Man. Oh my goodness. Yeah. It's a shame they didn't have that. We didn't have the Facebook Lives going, you know, around that time. But again, 502 Cafe, 1923 South 4th Street. You have the holiday specials. And I'll, of course, people, because I'm in just such good feeling fall form, if your AC breaks down this fall or your heat, call our friends at DFH. They have a 24-hour service that can keep you cool or warm. Visit DFHcompany.com or call 968-6222. Also, for the difficult to heat, difficult to cool sunroom, it's the Mitsubishi Mini Split from Mitsubishi Electric. Again, visit DFHcompany.com or call 968-6222. Steven Rummage, we've had this conversation off air, not on air. We are to the point where people are looking for signs. You have told the audience, you have given a tease early in the show that the audience, that the listeners, that the fans or supporters or detractors of University of Louisville have one question left. Has the University of Louisville football players checked out in any way, shape, form, or fashion? How worried should I be? I'm sure there's some gamblers out there who want to get some kind of edge. And listen, this advice and recommendation is not for you. I don't want to turn it to Brandon Lang or anything. Listen. Steve has the pulse. Steve may or may not have a vibe moving forward. And I'm going to let him explain to you a bit of his theory moving forward.
I mean, I think you look no further than Jair Alexander. I mean, a guy that's been injury riddled. He come into the season as a possible first round pick.
Mm.
Plays well the little bit of time he's been in. Now, as he probably fallen out of the first round with the injuries, probably so. But in the NFL, if you can go third round, ask Jalen. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Fourth.
Well, I mean, but that was
a total spoiler moment.
Yeah. I mean, if you can be a first round linebacker, you know, like, no, but Jalen would say, you go top four rounds, you might as well be a first rounder, early second rounder in the NBA.
With the treatment. Like they value, they value their top four round picks for sure.
So the injuries that he's had, and while he's played well, I would shut it down. I mean, I would say, hey, look,
And everybody advising him, family would tell him to shut it down. Goodness gracious, Jalen rolled his ankle, and I'm like, hey, I mean, he showed up on the injury report, and I'm like, hey.
May well call it a season, man. I mean, that's a lot of money.
No, Steve, I didn't tell him. Listen, I was talking to him at about 11:30 last night. I'm like, yeah, you make sure you take your time with that. You know, you're a professional. And
you know. Oh, you mean here? I thought you meant when he was at Tennessee.
No, I'm talking about last night.
Yeah, Steve. No, for the love of God, don't shut it down now. You're a rookie. Oh, my gosh.
But listen, you don't get on that field unless you're 100%, Steve.
Oh, my goodness. No, I agree with that. I agree with that 100%. That's why me and my son were watching the Cowboys last week, and Dez is on the sideline, and he just a couple times, he kind of
twins
a little bit. And I tell my son, or Elijah goes, is he going to play again? I said, no, son. We won't see him again for the rest of the day. He's done.
Well, he's a football player.
Yeah, he's done. You told me, that's funny, because my son said, I mean, I hurt my funny bone at one time, and you said, shake it off and play. And I'm like, yeah, yes, son, but you're not Des Bryant. Yeah. So,
Not yet.
But Jair Alexander's coming back to play. I mean, that to me says.
All to lose, nothing to gain.
Yes. That to me shows that this team's saying, look.
Other than pride.
Let's go out, yeah.
And be Jair Alexander for these last games. Steve, if you and I and everybody in this room knows what I have on the line, right? Could you imagine being Jair Alexander and him, you know, knocking the ball loose and some guy doesn't, like, dive to make that secondary hit? Some guy doesn't run to catch up to the ball. Can you imagine the way Jair Alexander is going to attack or confront his teammate?
Yeah.
I'm out here putting this, you know, putting this money on the line, and you act like you can't run these sprints like you want to win. You act like you can't hit this guy like you want to win. You're taking the easy way out on this. Like, those are the guys when the desperation shows. Like, this is the guy who either plays really, really loose. Lamar, maybe.
Yeah.
That's a little bit more of a prediction.
Right.
Jair Alexander, desperate. Reggie Bonifon, desperate. He had 1 week of bye week conversation. This is the point where he's in a position where he sees the end of the tunnel now. He is going to run like an absolute monster.
He better, because let me give you another guy. Another senior, Malik Williams,
right,
is back.
Right.
And he is desperate. Not on any boards. Right. You're saying you got four games here, counting a bowl game, to do something. I mean, you got to win one. I mean, yeah. You still got to win one. That's what I say. So, jeez, I mean,
did we just say that on air?
No. And I think they will. So that's
got to win three.
That's my hope. Yeah.
Okay, so yesterday.
You need to win it.
Yesterday, you weren't in here, Steve.
Yeah.
And I said this. I said, you either lose all three or you win all three.
Yeah.
But you can't have one loss in these last three.
Yeah.
And it be a respectable season.
Right.
And I'm using respectable in a harsh kind of fan judgmental way. I'm not Marcus Maben is not saying.
No.
You know, listen, Marcus is not saying anything about the respectability of a record.
No.
But thank you, Steve, for cutting me some slack on that one. Yeah, but you get my point.
Yeah.
You cannot lose one and then win one and then lose. Like, no, you cannot lose two and then win the Kentucky game.
No.
That's crap.
Yeah.
That's crap. There's nothing prideful about losing to Virginia and Syracuse and beating Kentucky.
No, you need to win three and set yourself up for a – I mean, right now, I've seen projections. Now, the Tax Slayer Bowl, I think, is one, which is the Gator Bowl that I think will be real attractive.
Tennessee was in there last year.
Yeah, I think Louisville will be real attractive for that game. But I've seen a lot of them have Mississippi State versus Louisville in the Gator Bowl, which would be.
I'd love it.
I would too.
I'd love it.
I would too.
Again, and Louisville.
And Mississippi State's top 15.
And Louisville's still the same. Like, you only want SEC or you want Stanford or USC or some. You know, you want. Louisville still wants a name over anything.
I don't want the Pac-10 just because that means the Sun Bowl, and I just have no interest in the Sun Bowl. And the Sun Bowl's the same time as the Kentucky Louisville basketball game.
You want any Big Ten drama? Wait a minute. we didn't get a chance to talk about Michigan State jumping up 12 spots, Steve.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's because that's because I just don't have it in my soul this year.
To address
I'm actually just in my buddy Clay called me and he said the one thing I will say, he said, now don't get me wrong, I'd rather be winning. He said, I have actually been able to enjoy some college football this
That's
year.
That's crap, Clay.
I know.
That's a crap take, Clay.
Well, he's got a crap attitude. You know? He's not a winning mentality. But
unless it comes to stealing your homecoming Mr. Bullet Central
Award. One day I'll tell the story on here, not today, of how we became friends, and it's going to blow you away.
It's
horrible. It's awful.
No, so. I don't think it could be worse than you and him agreeing that neither one of you going to campaign for, like, what is it? It wasn't homecoming. It was Mr. Bullet Central.
No, it's homecoming. Homecoming King.
You and him both decided that neither one of you would campaign for it, and you found out later on.
Yeah, he was. He was. He's a cheater. I was the All-State football player. He was a cheater. He went to play for Bellarmine, though. He was an athlete, too.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
he couldn't cut it in Scotty's system, but I mean.
That was the worst story you ever told. But.
But with all that.
Michigan, he enjoys football.
Yeah. Right? But I have, because, like, I mean, I even find myself a little bit, like, I'm really looking forward to Miami Notre Dame tomorrow night. I'm really looking forward to that game.
Not.
I am. I think that's going to be fun. That's going to be a fun college football game.
Do you care about fun?
I like football, Marcus.
God. Hey.
All right. Kelly Dickey said the Sun Bowl is after the UofL UK game on the same channel, CBS. But, like, I can't do that. Like, I can't.
I can't do a back-to-back again.
I can't do we just played the Kentucky Louisville game and then win or lose. Right. And then the Sun Bowl. From El Paso, Texas.
Like, just, no, unacceptable.
I'm not. I can't do that. So
that would be horrible.
But I do think the Gator Bowl is a really good option. I think that would be a great option if Louisville wins their last three. You get an SEC team down there. I mean, it'd be a heck of a game in Jacksonville to end the season. I think Louisville fans would be interested. It's on December 30th. I think Louisville fans would be interested in traveling to that. I think that would be something.
What do you think, Brian?
I mean, I think Louisville fans, they travel, but, you know, I think that some of them are kind of down about the season, but I do think that we'll still get a better turnout than people would expect.
What about tomorrow?
I mean, people like to take, you know, a lot of people pre-plan in advance that they're going to go to a bowl game during the holiday season, regardless of where it is.
No, that, yeah. Well, and because it's a thing. Like, me and my wife, one thing we love to do is we...
I'm sorry. Grow up, Steve.
Don't give me that. So one thing we love to do is we plan around the NCAA tournament. We like to travel to the different sites and
run me to the poorhouse simultaneously because you can't stop getting the most expensive hotels on the planet.
Well, that's what I like to do. That's okay. I get a little enjoyment out of life. Okay, all right. So I can't even get on a promo. At least let me stay in a hotel that I enjoy.
A person who has attended or has graduated.
I know.
From
I've seen
a particular.
That. Thank you. College University. I told him thank you.
You see that they're just turning you into this the poor sympathetic Ryan Bowen.
That's me.
Of radio.
That's me.
But those people who pre-plan, I mean, when we were in the preseason, a lot of people had big expectations for our season. So,
that's true.
So, I mean, a lot of people probably planned in the summer to go to a bowl game no matter what.
A lot of people got a lot of extra playoff money.
Yeah, they want to go somewhere for Christmas. Around.
So, like, I mean, there's...
I hate pre-planning.
I'm saying all is not... I'm not getting on here and acting like there's not been issues. And I'm not even going to get on here and do the whole, well, they got it now. But I will say this, Louisville is as healthy as they've been all season. You get Stacey Thomas back, Day Williams is back. I mean, Day Williams is playing full go.
They don't jump off sides anymore.
Yeah, I mean, so there's a little bit for tomorrow that I'm excited for.
They're going to run. And you know what? You know what's going to happen, Steve. I'm going to tell you this right now. People, I'm going to prepare you I'm going to prepare you for this eventuality right now, today, November 10th. Year of our Lord 2017. The team you see against Virginia is going to be the team you wanted to see all year, right? So we're going to have to decide right now when we're walking away from that game, all happy and gleeful, are we going to appreciate it, Steve? Are we going to appreciate the Louisville team that used this bye week, got intensity, decided it wanted to start hitting people in the mouth, right?
Right.
I mean, figure of speech. This Louisville team that we were hoping to see right at the beginning, when they come out and clean Virginia's clock, and Virginia is a tough team. They've been on the bottom side of some close games. We know Virginia physically will beat you up if you're not ready to play, right?
Right.
When we see the Louisville that we wanted to see the entire year run up this score and look like the best offense in the nation, I need to decide right now. 81-50, 93-9 is the number. 38-31, 93-9 is the text line. Are we going to say, well, if they had been doing that all year, we'd be in a position to play. Or are we going to say, we got it. We got it together. This is what this is good football.
I hope the latter. I hope the latter, because the
are we mature enough for that?
I don't know, because I don't know if I am. I don't know if I'm mature, so I don't want to hold the expectations to the fan base
for me not to be going.
Oh my gosh, where's this team? Because right. I actually tend to agree with you a lot. I think they're going to look great tomorrow.
I mean,
coming off a 2-week, coming off everything, I think they're going to coming back home. I think they're going to look great tomorrow. I really do. And I hope, but I think I'm going to take the mentality and mark this down so that way I got this on record. I think I'm going to try to take the mentality when they look great against Virginia to say, do that. Let's just do that for three more games. Let's go keep looking good against Syracuse.
That's still
good against Kentucky.
Isn't that a little like less appreciative though of just a good football game, a team looking good? Any given Saturday, you know, like
no, there is.
We need one at a time good Saturdays.
Yeah, but you're still Louisville. You still have Bobby Petrino. You still have the reigning Heisman Trophy
momentum,
winner.
Is what you're saying?
Yeah, you know, you're good. You're a playoff caliber program
that didn't have it.
Yeah, that just had
weren't clicking.
Just some stuff. Whatever happened. So now, no, I think there should be an expectation. Okay,
I'm
man.
Glad you said that, because that attitude to some sounds like you're trying to cook up a narrative. But I actually believe this is a good football team, a great football program that's just not firing on all cylinders. Like, you're off balance, right? And everybody sees being off balance, you can spiral out of control in a heartbeat. That's, you can lose your season spiraling out of control by not being able to fix things and having a personality conflict in one or two spots.
Yeah,
like that can do you in.
Oh, without a question.
Boombox Mike, thanks for joining us on 93.9, my man. Fire away.
Morning, guys. Y'all threw the number out there. I wanted to chime in, man. And being a Vikings fan, it never fails, man. Like, they'll go as far as to finally be eliminated, say, like 3 weeks left of the year. And those last 3 weeks, they'll just go in and dominate those last three teams. Like, I think they did it to the Dolphins 1 year. And with this game today, this weekend, guys, I'm just ready to go out there and enjoy it. Last few times we got Lamar, you know, hopefully we win. If not, just keep it basic. A good little Saturday in Louisville. We got football in the air. You know what I mean? We're just going to have a good time regardless, guys. Y'all take care.
No, Boombox, I appreciate the call. I mean, listen, you go have a good game. You watch some good football. Like you said, Miami, Notre Dame. I'm being jerk guy at the moment, Steve. I dare you to try to find – get me away from that TV for that game.
Well,
like,
yeah,
like I have to say,
I know, yeah, because there's so many big games tomorrow. I mean, and I will enjoy the landscape of college football.
Being bratty right now.
I'm really looking forward to Georgia Auburn. I mean, like, I'm pulling for a undefeated Alabama Georgia SEC championship game. That's going to be one where, I'm sorry, don't tell a lot of people. It's just me and you talking. That's one where I'm going to be like, yeah, pull me away from the TV. If Georgia and Bama are undefeated and in Atlanta, like, are you kidding me?
And see, just the way you say Georgia and Bama, like, I can be SEC guy just for a day when I say, oh, man, man, what you doing? Jordan, man, what you talking about? Georgia Bama's on.
I know.
You can almost acceptably go back to your childhood and be like, man, Georgia Bama's on today.
I know.
What you talking about?
Well, and let's not
forget. Where are we watching the game at? What game? Georgia Bama.
Let's not forget who I'm really pulling for this weekend, too.
I'm listening.
Let's go Seminoles. Give Clemson that second loss so we can move on with life. Good Lord. Like, come on, Florida State?
You hate them, don't you?
Do something, man.
Ty, thanks for joining us on 93.9, my man. Fire away.
Listen, I just want to chat in real quick. I would preface the statement by saying I am a diehard crack. I'm a U of L fan. I have season tickets to the game. I'll be there this weekend. However, Marcus, to imitate you, people, I've called him before. You are what your record says you are. And at this point, yeah, we need one more win to be bowl eligible. But Marcus, this team season's half over. I have not seen it. We've had a week off, and I think we're going to be disappointed. We haven't seen it yet. Why should we expect it this weekend?
Would you narrow it down to we just haven't seen the defense?
We haven't seen that. Yes, I would. Yes, I would narrow it to that. Yes, and I don't think it's going to. It's going to come out this weekend. I think we're going to see the same as we've seen for the past several games. What are we? I was trying to find our record. What are we, 5-4 in the ACC? Are we at the bottom? Are we?
I think we're ahead of Florida State.
yeah. Okay.
It's easy to me.
So people. Okay, we are what our record says we are this year. So I'm going to the game because I want to see it. Like the last caller, Lamar, I'm sad that we couldn't send our Heisman out with a better showing. But I'm going to support him. And we got to look forward to next year, and hopefully our defense will get better. That's what I want to say. Thank you,
Ty. I appreciate the call. We're better than Florida State. We're better than Florida State.
Yeah.
They are who we thought they were.
Sometimes I agree with that, but
that's true.
Still Florida State.
Well, that's a good way. That's a good way to end it.
No, it's not. Before we end it, one special announcement, Steve.
Okay.
We have a new full-time official partner.
All right. Bring it out.
We are going to help sell more homes, get more home business done through this show. We are going to break records. Jill Blessinger and Becky Blemel of Caliber Home Loans are now going to be a part of this show.
Wow.
And
congrats.
We're talking about, we are going to help each other take over everything you need to do with your housing market and radio. We are going to make sure we're able, because of these partnerships, people, the product we're going to give you on a daily basis on the radio is going to be better.
Yeah.
Your home buying and home loan experience is going to be phenomenal. We are so proud. This is going to be a very, very
thank you. Good time. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Welcome.
Jill
Welcome.
Blessinger and Becky Blemel. This is going to be a fun time. Brian, let's go ahead and wrap up. Now, Steve, we got our music ready for the show. The pregame show is going to be coming.
You're going to kill it.
We're not doing... Don't do that, Steve. Don't listen. Don't. It's when you made the example of your girl catching you cheating. Listen, either get over it now, or never bring it up again.
Is this going to be an issue going forward? Because if so, just leave.
Steve, is your name not being on your own pregame show going to be an issue? Because if it is, we just have to go our separate ways.
I'm going to say what my wife would say. Yes. This is the problem. What's happened right now is the problem.
I'm going to keep saying it, and you're going to keep listening.
Okay. No, I am looking forward to it, man, at 1 o'clock.
Yes. We are still making the last-minute preps on the location, but it doesn't matter because we'll be on ESPN Louisville. We'll be on 93.9. We'll be on ESPN 680. We'll be on 105.7. We will be working the national airwaves for Louisville basketball, the official ESPN Louisville pregame show. Our number to call in, though. Well, probably both numbers, but we'll see. Brian Hall, Midday with Marcus Maben, Steve Rummage, 8150, 93.9 is always the number. 3831 is always the text line. 502 Cafe, 1923 South 4th Street. Call Restarting Futures, Greg and Erica Morris. Get it done on 93.9.